that's an interesting Group B table now, isn't it?
So tell me now, lads, how important it is for England to beat Wales?
It's a big game. He's right. It's a big game.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, if they lose the game, draw the game, still not out of it, obviously. But, you know, England play Slovakia next game, so still that chance. You can see Wales beating Russia. I don't think Russia are very good. So, yeah, there's obviously a little bit of pressure on England to try and get the result. But, you know, all is not doom and gloom should they not get the result because of the last game, which becomes massively important against the Slovaks.
I think they did change a little bit after the second half. They had some chances. They were more positive. Mm. But as I said, the goal made the whole difference. You know, after they got the goal in the 75th minute, or then they were looking more dangerous.
Well, it gave them a lift, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, goals are so important in a game. You know, I mean, they had two strikers, you know, in the second half. You know, there were more balls, Zuba, long balls. But after the goal, they were a different side. And we're talking after the 80th minute, they might well have got a second goal.
Well, you always get that, don't you? You always get that moment when the goal, it lifts a team, especially when it's so late in the game.
Also, Slovakia's game plan changes then. You know, until there was 2-0 and still Russia were dominating, they were still calm. The moment they concede a goal, you see Slovakia, they get jittery and, you know, there's more panic in set pieces.
They've only got themselves to blame, Russia, because they had ample opportunity, first half and second half, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Finishing...
They did, but I just thought they lacked real quality in the final third. You know, it's all good and well, you know, having loads of possession, loads of domination.
Weiss and Hamsik, we'll see the Weiss goal first. Both of them were clinical finishers, weren't they?
And both had a great game. I think their combination was good. Duda had a very good game.
Right, we've seen every side in that Group B once. We've seen Slovakia twice. Mm-hmm. How do you feel now going into the Wales-England game tomorrow?
In terms of, what do you mean, in terms of will England, Wales
in terms of their tournament performance. Who's looking good? Who's looking
You know what? Before tonight's game, I actually thought England played very well. But obviously, I haven't seen Russia. I don't know whether it's because they're so poor. I'm disappointed in Russia, to be honest.
It's a little bit puzzling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. England did play well. They moved the ball about. Wales obviously got a great result against them because they're not a bad side. We've seen their plan tonight, which was obviously to counter...
If you just separate, Robbie, the score lines of those Group B matches, in terms of just performance?
Well, it's tough because England played well against Russia, Slovakia played well against Russia, Wales played well against Slovakia, so there's not much of a muchness, you know.
Yeah.
It's proven this group in particular, anyone can beat anyone.
Do you think this group is a group, and we're just seeing it there, Wales, of course, top it at the moment. Do you think this is the group, Sunil, that we see one of the third place sides go through?
The high potential, you know. You know, remember the game against Wales? Robson Kanu scored. It was against the run. Slovakia came back and they were good. We're talking about this, you know. They were really good. And today they showed they were even better. Mm-hmm. So, it's going to be tough, you know. We're talking about England and Wales now. How important is that game now?
Just to remind people, by the way, it's four of the third place sides, the best four of the third place sides that go through to the knockout round under this new format. Do you think this is going to be a group where one of the third place sides goes through?
Look, potentially. You know, I'm not really that interested, to be honest. I mean, I still think England will qualify.
Qualify in one of the top two spots?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I think England, you know, on paper are better than Wales. I think they've got a few good players, Wales, but, you know, England have got more better players. You know, that's not me being, you know, really disrespectful to Wales. You know, we look at them, we should be comfortable. And again, it goes down to the last... England play Slovakia last game in the group. And Wales, I think, will beat Russia. So, you know, potentially, you know, we could be looking at, you know, an England-Wales 1-2 and Slovakia could potentially go to, you know, as the best paired team.
But do you think Russia will go to the match thinking they have no chance? Maybe not. Because of the rules that they have, you wouldn't see Russia giving up the game.
Yeah.
For obvious reason that they have a chance.
In a previous competition, under the previous format,
1 point,
those two results, 1 point from two games, you're almost as good as out, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's you just seeing there the matchups coming in Group B. England Wales, of course, tomorrow night. It's the early of our three games tomorrow evening. Then Russia play Wales and Slovakia play England in the last of the matches of round.
I think the England Wales game, it's just vitally important that England don't get beat. You know, obviously you want them to win the game. You know, obviously speaking as an English fan, but I think it's imperative they don't lose it. If they lose it, then you know that last game becomes horrendous, you know.